We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
Hey, I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
Good to have you. We have two new friends in the studio with us
we
today.
We do.
And it's actually...
You surprised me with this.
I did. And it's a pea and a carrot.
They're stuffed toys. They're not, yeah, we should clarify. Not like literally we have a pea and a carrot sitting
on... We don't have vegetables in the studio, okay? But I got them from Hallmark.
They're so cute.
And I brought you one of them and you...
They
just,
have magnets, so they like...
They stick together.
Yeah. So it's really cute.
So you see, we go together like...
Peas and carrots.
There you go.
We'll share a picture. So, yeah.
Oh, we will. Yeah, it says better together, peas and carrot.
No.
So, what? How's that go?
No.
All right, before we move on, there's a word that you have been using that has spread throughout the PAR team now, and I'd like to confront you in the spirit...
Oh, really?
...of Matthew
well,
chapter...
Well, that's just tomfoolery.
That's the word.
Yep.
Okay.
I knew which word it was. Okay. I'm not apologizing for it.
Why?
Because sometimes it fits. It just does. So you asked the PAR team.
Yes.
You are making them choose to give up one, and it's between bread and rice and pasta and potato.
Yep.
And so I told you this is tomfoolery. I'm not doing it. And someone else agreed. So...
It's just a great word, Tom. What's it mean? Like
foolishness, but
okay. Yeah. How'd Tom get in there?
Well, I don't know. Bless him.
I don't understand.
Speaking of PAR,
yes,
we had the joy of spending this past week with our leadership team.
Yay!
Doing some planning and dreaming, and it was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. The best leadership team we've ever had.
We just love them.
People of character, wisdom. Patience they put up with me.
Big dreams.
Oh, big dreams. And I'm thankful for them. We had great laughs, great meals.
We did.
So yeah. One of our, Adam McCain, who's my number one, had COVID. So he had to Zoom in. He said he felt fine the whole time.
He looked like he felt okay.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, COVID.
As
here we are.
Doug Day said, man, day two of COVID, your hair looks great. I'll never forget that. So, okay. Miss Kayla, who's also known as Al Roker, you're keeping track of the weather.
Well, if we are keeping track.
Yes.
We're on our fifth fake spring in the new.
What is fake spring?
So fake spring is we'll have like 2 days that are cold and windy and rainy. And then here comes this beautiful blue sky day with 65, 70 degrees. And then just when we get like lulled into the thought that it's spring, here comes another cold and windy and rainy day. And, I mean, aren't we going to be in, like, the 20s?
Next week, we'll have some highs that are, like, 73, and then there's a couple of nights where it's, like, 29.
That's crazy. So, yeah. But I will say this. The trees are starting to look beautiful.
Yes.
All the pink blossoms.
So, I want to handle this in a public forum.
Again?
I want you to prepare your heart that next week we'll have to turn on the air conditioner.
Okay.
Okay?
You think that's going to bother me right now?
I didn't. Do you want to tell them why that's not
well, I think they can figure it out. I'm 51 years old, so yeah. You're going to be the one looking for a sweater.
She loves to sit in her easy chair with this big, thick blanket, and we'll be watching some show. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see a blanket sling across the room.
Okay, you might be oversharing.
I'm not, baby, are you warm? A little bit.
Can't help it.
So, all right.
Big news.
Big news.
Somebody has a birthday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not me.
It's me.
Yay!
I will turn 56 on March 15th. 4 years from 60.
Yeah, I may have stepped off in it the other day.
Yeah, we are talking. And I said, baby, can you believe I'm going to be 56? And what was your response?
Oh my gosh, 56?
Yes, that's exactly. And see, and in my head, I'm like, that's 19 years from being 75. I'm like, I'm really having...
Oh my goodness,
really struggling with this.
No, I think it's awesome.
I don't know if I'll make it 75, but we'll see.
Yes, you will. I hope you will.
You know.
Happy birthday, B.
Thank you, darling. Love you.
Let's fix that.
Well, you need some tape or some glue to fix this?
No, this isn't the kind of thing that calls for super glue or duct tape.
Oh.
It's so tempting for all of us to want to jump in and fix a problem or rescue someone, and that's not always a bad thing, but it's also not always ours to do. And I think of parenting, not that we've experienced that. We had a dog, and we've got stories. But sometimes leadership compares to this. Would you agree?
100%, because you see people struggle, people that you love who struggle. And they might struggle with this decision, or they might struggle with this area, and you want to step in and you want to rescue them.
Yeah. And you have leaders come to you often addressing this and sharing that, you know, they just don't know if they should jump in or if they should sit back. Or, and there are times we are meant to take a step back and let other people figure things out.
I think that there's an old adage that says that you try to keep children away from touching a hot stove.
Yeah.
But
well,
if
what's
they ever,
the best way they're going to learn?
Well, you know, the first time they touch it, I guarantee you they're never going to touch it again.
Yeah.
I guess this is the principle that you have to let people fail.
Yeah.
You and this is for me as a leader, because I have a lot of people who work for me. You have to let them fail. And sometimes I want to be embarrassed, like, this looks poorly on me.
Mm.
Well, okay. But is them learning a lesson more important than my personal pride?
Ooh.
And I think the answer to that has to be a yes.
Mm.
Because it's not about me. It's about, I mean, think about this. Let's look at this from like Jesus's perspective. He's looking down from heaven. Well, that one there just went off the rails. He's letting us fail.
Yeah.
So that we can grow.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
I think of a child when they're learning to walk, to tie their shoes, work a puzzle, manage their school schedule as they get into like middle school and high school. You want to prepare them for college. And for like time management and all those things, basically being a good human, be responsible. And it's the same with leading teams or with managing home life. As you said, sometimes we really have to ask ourselves. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at a series of things that we've considered in this. And you alluded to one when you talked about, is it our pride? And what was it you said about that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is that we don't want this person to fail, especially at something that we have purview over, because we're afraid it's going to make us look bad as a leader. Mm. And yet I've seen
Or as a parent or
grandparent. And so we want to actually rescue them.
Yeah.
When really the best thing we can do is to let them fail.
Yeah.
And they will learn a lesson. So somebody else's failure isn't your failure.
Mm.
And you have to be willing to let people fail so that they can grow. I think the book of James says that you have to endure things so that your character grows.
Mm. Perhaps we're more concerned, if we're really honest, about our comfort or our ease.
Mm.
And resisting the urge to jump in creates this anxiety for all of us. But that doesn't necessarily mean we should overstep. Now, okay, someone is going to say, but they could get hurt. Well, we get that. Of course, there are times that you are going to jump in.
If you see somebody jumping out of an airplane without a parachute,
you might want to rescue them.
You know what I'm saying?
But this is just stuff that if they're learning how to navigate life, if they're learning how to
manage money, learning how to do a budget, learning how to care for others or something like that.
To manage their projects, to get their homework done if they're in high school or college. Or nobody was following me around in college saying, make sure you show up for class on time and make sure that you get your homework done and write that paper. And those are skills that parents teach while their kids are at home hopefully in middle school and high school, so that when you do release them to the big wide world, they can cope. And it's hard when you are coming alongside someone who is in their own struggle, because sometimes the reality is they did not have someone in their life that was doing that for them when they were growing up.
I like what you said, that we're more concerned about our own comfort and ease. And this is what I'm thinking. If this person fails, if this person drops the ball on this, or if this kid does this over here, whatever, yeah, is that going to create more work for me? Is that going to create more anxiety for me? Mm. And so that's a temptation to want to step in and rescue them,
yeah,
so that I don't have more stuff to do back here. And there again, you have to count the cost. What's more important?
Yeah.
Your own comfort.
Mm.
Or this person learning a lesson. I'm going to go on record and say I like to be comfortable.
You do.
So.
I'm going to let you take the next one.
Okay. We're going to skip this one,
no,
okay?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. No. We're going to say, are we coming from a place of impatience rather than resting in God's timeline? I'm a very...
You're such a patient person.
Baby, stop it. Now, that's fine. I'm going to hurt P and Carrot over here.
Ooh.
I am a very impatient man. There's a famous phrase in PAR that if Brian wants something done, when did he want it done?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I have tried to grow in that, and there's a principle that I try to follow. I want to be patient with accomplishing the mission.
Mm.
I want to be impatient with the task that will do that.
Mm.
So the first one is... Oh, the second one. Mm. So, they say a lot. And so this is where I am in this. I'm an imperfect man. I'm an impatient man. And I often do not rest in God's timeline.
Mm. A lot of us are guilty of that.
And there's a piece of me, I hate to admit this. There's a piece of me that believes that leaders and parents and school teachers and employers, that God's using us to develop character in others. Now, that doesn't give me a blank check to make somebody's life miserable,
yeah,
something like that. But it does mean that I have the right to push them a little bit.
Sure.
So am I impatient? Yes.
It's learning when it's the time to do that.
To be impatient.
Yeah. I mean, not everything can be hurry up, the world is burning kind of mentality. But there is a situation that may arise where, and this is from kids on up to grownups, that maybe someone is stuck and we need to help them get unstuck. Or maybe they need an external motivation. I think of parents that, you know, if you get your room cleaned within 30 minutes, we'll watch a movie tonight. Or if you get your homework done, we'll go get ice cream. Sometimes those are the external motivations you need. But to your point, I love this truth. And it's the image of how Jesus is with us. He will put us in situations that are meant to prune us and grow us. And that's on him to do that.
Mm.
We may feel like he's gone silent at times because he's not necessarily the one like nagging at us, or we can feel like he's just gone really quiet in our lives, but it doesn't mean he doesn't care. He's always there and nothing is outside of his plan, but sometimes he's just letting us walk through it.
Yes, God never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's there all the time. But you may not be able to feel him all the time. And so he lets you experience that in hopes that it'll drive you even closer to him.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will actually grow us. That leads into how opposite we are as like leaders and also parents, because there used to be a term called helicopter parents. And now there's a phrase called...
It's called lawnmower parents. Yeah. So the helicopter parent used to be referred to as the one that was constantly like swirling around, making sure that nothing got dropped, knowing when to jump in and rescue. Well, now the term lawnmower parent comes, and we may have referenced this before, this drive to like push ahead of your child or push ahead of your team member so that you clear the path and make it smooth for them.
And there's no burden.
Well, I hope you've got all the time in the world to do that for the rest of your life, if that's what you're doing, because
a little spicy there, Ms.
Well, I just I cringe when I see parents or leaders or other people doing this. You've got to give people the freedom to figure things out. Mm. And if we're constantly running in front of someone to either clear the way for them or rescue them, what happens when you're gone?
I am trying to grow a group of leaders who can step in on the day I either die or I retire.
Yeah.
That's where this is. You have to prepare for what's next.
Well, I'm going to go for the mic drop moment here.
Oh.
Because this may sound like it's all about pointing the finger. And to assure you that it's not, for all of us, may we all be so focused on ways we need to grow that we aren't hyper-focused on things we feel the need to fix in others.
Say that again. That's powerful.
May we be so focused on ways that we need to grow that we aren't hyper-focused on things we feel that we need to fix in others. Because there's that whole passage in Scripture about the speck in your brother's
eyes. That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
And the plank in your own. Mm. And it's easy to overlook the things that we need to be working on by distracting ourselves with, well, if I fix this and I fix this, let the focus be what God's doing in me, not what He needs to do in someone else.
Mm. Well, you've done gone to preaching now. And you're 100% right, Miss Kayla. I mean, because if we don't, then that leads to like self-righteousness and everything else. So.
Yeah.
Tough topic, but one that we need to wrestle to the ground often. Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we got a letter. We got a letter.
Is it Blue's Clues? We just got a letter. We just got a letter. You've never seen that? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, we are now watching Blue's Clues.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm bringing Godzilla in for this segment.
No.
Why?
We went from Blue's Clues to Godzilla.
You had pea and carrot on here
it's
earlier.
It's peas and carrots day.
Yes, but we have, here we go. But we got Godzilla here today.
Back to the topic at hand.
Okay.
We are absolutely blown away by how many people have taken time to engage with us over the last few months. And forgive us, we are not going to take the time to thank each one individually, or we would be here all day. It would be fun, but you all have lots of other things to do. But we wanted to take a minute to say thank you for some of the texts and the cards and the emails. And just share a few of those with you.
To Karen in Christiansburg, Tina in Roanoke, Dana in Logap, and Kathy in Christiansburg, we see you.
Strasburg.
What'd
Kathy,
I say?
Kathy didn't move. So
what'd I say?
Christiansburg. Sorry, Kathy. You live in Strasburg.
56 going to be tough. We see you with your preference for text messages.
Yes. We asked a question 1 week about, and I mean, overwhelming number of responses about phone calls versus text messages.
Yeah, don't call me, text me. Because if somebody calls me and they say to me, how you doing? You need, what is my famous response?
Well, why is this not a text?
Well, you know, this is my response. Well, I'm about to find out how I'm doing because you called.
To Shara in Waynesboro.
Hey, Shara.
We, too, use FaceTime sometimes, and we totally get why that can be a better option.
I'm not a fan of it.
I get your anxiety over taking certain people's phone calls. So FaceTime, I have, my best friend doesn't live in town. So getting to FaceTime with her is one of the delights of my week or month, or we're so busy now that it feels like it's monthly, but yeah.
Oh, you do you.
This next one is for you.
Oh, Ron.
Ron, we need to talk.
Okay. There's a famous story in our marriage.
We shared it just recently about the pink blanket.
Yes. And how before we got married.
It wasn't pink anymore.
You were getting the apartment ready.
I threw your pink blanket away.
It was not. So Ron and
it was beige, not pink. Had a hole in it the size of my head.
It was pink.
Okay.
You need to have your eyesight
checked. Here
we
go again.
So Ron and Bluntville responded and said, I have a fuzzy, soft pink blanket. I lay on my couch and watch comedy shows or movies. Ron, you're my favorite person. Uh-huh. You're my new best friend.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Maybe Ron will share the pink blanket with you.
No.
Sarah, thank you for your beautiful card. Aww. And Donna, thank you for your kind email.
Aww.
We see you and thank you for sharing the moments that have really spoken to you.
Yeah. So, and that card was really nice. I was blown away.
It was a beautiful card.
Dawn, we are glad that you're finding joy and also in finding community in what we share. So this is a big tent. I mean, everybody come on in. We'll just sit down and have a piece of chicken together.
To all the friends who've shared book suggestions that grasp that mayo should be spread with a knife.
Now, stop. Now, see, that's not fair. Godzilla just got in the
mix. Oh, did
here.
He?
He did. We just discussed that a few weeks back, you spread mayo.
One time.
Mayo. And wasn't it wonderful?
No, I wasted mayo. We don't have time
for
this.
You don't waste mayo.
To those who text us saying, I can totally see this happening to y'all.
Well.
Or thank you for being real. We appreciate you as well.
We do.
And we love hearing from all of you. So.
Yes.
If you would like to win.
Yes.
A coffee mug or
pack
some
stickers.
Stickers. And we have some coming soon. We're going to have some new surprise
yes,
and delights.
Yes, we will.
Just go to our website, look for the trivia button.
You go to peasandcarrotspodcast.com. That's our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And you click on the trivia button. And you have to answer this question this week.
So our question this week is, which is your favorite? Do you prefer sunrises or sunsets? As we're coming into daylight savings time now, and some people are going to prefer the start of the day, and some people are going to prefer the end of the day. So
you used to be a night owl.
I've become a morning person.
Yeah.
I still don't like people in the morning, but I like the mornings.
Is there one particular people that gets on your nerves?
But no, not just people in general. Okay. Before coffee,
because I'm usually the only one in the house at that time of the morning.
But you don't talk early in the morning, and if you do, I tell you, what's the rule about Lincoln stories?
This morning, I got up and I asked about three or four questions, and this head slowly turns. It's about 4:15 this morning. B. It's a little early for 20 questions, don't you think?
I hadn't had a full cup of coffee. Anywho, we digress. Search peasandcarrotspodcast.com.
Yep.
Answer that trivia question, and we will send you a mug and some stickers.
There you go. And she loves the stickers. She thinks they're cute.
Oh, they're absolutely adorable.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening. And yes. You can search the Peas and Parrot.
Peas and Parrots.
Peas.
He needs some coffee.
Peas and Carrots Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, or
visit our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And when you do, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I blame Godzilla. You wouldn't have said parrots if he wasn't sitting there.
He is not bothering anybody.
Lip it.
No. Little bit.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Life's not perfect. That's why God gave us friends like Melody and Candy. Check out quirksbumpsandbruises.com or search Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises wherever you listen to podcasts.